But mid this world, these hearts that answered her call, none could stand up her equal and her mate. In vain she stooped to equal them with her heights. Too pure that air was for small souls to breathe. These comrade selves, to raise to her own wide breadths her heart desired, and fill with her own power, that a diviner force might enter life, a breath of Godhead greaten human time. Although she leaned down to their littleness, covering their lives with her strong, passionate hands, and knew by sympathy their needs and wants, and dived in the shallow wave depths of their lives, and met and shared their heartbeats of grief and joy, and bent to heal their sorrow and their pride, lavishing the might that was hers on her lone peak to lift to it their aspiration's cry. And though she drew their souls into her vast, and surrounded with the silence of her deeps, and held as the great mother holds her own, only her earthly surface bore their charge, and mixed its fire with their mortality. Her greater self lived soul unclaimed within. Oftener in dumb nature's stir and peace, a nearness she could feel serenely won. The force in her drew earth's subhuman broods, and to her spirit's large and free delight, she joined the ardent-hued, magnificent lives of animal and bird and flower and tree. They answered to her with the simple heart. In man, a dim, disturbing somewhat lives. It knows, but turns away from divine light, preferring the dark ignorance of the fall. Among the many who came drawn to her, nowhere she found her partner of high tasks, the comrade of her soul, her other self, who was made with her like God and nature, one. Some near approached, were touched, caught fire, then failed. Too great was her demand, too pure her force. Thus lighting earth around her like a sun, yet in her inmost sky an orb aloof, a distance severed her from those most close, puissant apart her soul as the gods live.